Okay. when we last left our heroes, we were dealing with the end of Tosos, Dibur Maskal, Mi Amrin, and Bakum Chalakim, Ali Shakar Olo. The only question that Tosos could not figure out an answer to. Right? And what did Tosos ask? He says in Yavamos Berkbeis Shammai, he makes this up. I mean, he makes it up. He does it logically. The Gemara in Yavamos Berkbeis Shammai, Dam Kofiad Alvin Beis, doesn't say anything about Migo, B'makam Chazaka. It just says that the Chazaka went. The Chazaka, L'makam Nishanafshi Shloshim Yom, a person will not refrain from Tashmish for 30 days, proves that, in fact, there was Bia, and therefore we can't force him to do a Chalitza. and Tosa says, oh, but there's a Migo against it, because she could have said that he has no Gvuras Anashim, as we say nowadays. And the Achronim, he could have said that he is not capable of Bia, and then she'd be believed as a said to Durim. So we have a Migo, he chose not to engage in Tashmis, because she could have said he's not capable of it. And we see Chazaka beats a Migo, yet here it's Baya de lo Ifshita, whether Chazaka beats a Migo, that poses this question. Okay. How do we answer? Tosus has no answer to the question. Question from Vamos Kofiud Aleph on the base. But we saw a few answers in the Mefarshim. I should have checked my board. Exactly what we had on the board last time, but it doesn't matter. Look, shach number one, which also the Kovach Shurim says here at the end, on his own. I don't know why he just doesn't just quote shach. He says, Sir, Ion, what Tosfos' question is, don't we know that some chazakas are stronger than other chazakas? And you could just say that the chazaka in Yevamos is stronger than the chazaka here. So the chazaka in Yevamos for sure beats Migo. And the Chazaka here, we're Masopic, if it beats Migo or not. That's what the Shach says at first also. He says, She'ena Chazaka's domos uvazo, uvazen, early the Yashay, Mashinish, Matosu, Ishbar, Basso, Tafei, Bekushia, etc., etc. So one answer is the Shach, his first answer. And the Kovach Yerim says as well that the Chazaka in Yevamos is stronger than the Chazaka. Okay, it's why did Tosos not get that answer? So, I mean, it's not so hard to think of that answer. L'chora Tosos held that no, that, and here I have to be very careful with my words, and I wasn't careful enough because everyone came up after Sheard asked the questions. I think I was careful, but maybe it just wasn't loud enough. That Tosos must think any chazaka, which is a proof of something from human nature, if the Gemara used the word chazaka, it means the same type of strength. It means the same principle. The Gemara would say, Amin Sadi, that would be different. The Gemara doesn't use the word chazaka, that's different. If it's not a psychological proof of how people act, that's different. But Tosos obviously thinks that all the chazakas of how people act psychologically, such as chazaka person doesn't pay tosman, and a chazaka person doesn't restrain himself, withhold himself from tashrish for 30 days, are of equal power. I pointed out that, you know, at some point in the last sugya, in this sugya, we had a chakira. Is this chazaka in unpray tosman, a very strong chazaka, like an ansadi, or more like a rove, a weaker chazaka? Said you could have said that's the ibaya. The ibaya gufa is this chazaka, is it a strong one or a weak one? Tosos doesn't think the ibaya is in that, whether this chazaka is strong or weak, because Tosos thinks the ibaya applies to all chazakas about human nature. And the question is, all chazakas human nature, we know exactly how strong they are. The question are they better than Migo, or is Migo better than them? Okay, that was one answer. Tosos just thinks, what is Tosos? Think that all chazakos of human nature are equal. That's why the Gemara used the word chazakos instead of using a different word. The next answer we discussed was what? The mitzvah esan, right? Says the mitzvah eisan. He says, remember, it didn't actually say, right, Leo Bazar, back of the Gemara man.
I saw a quoted reference in the triathlon.
The Dvar Yaakov, that's like
a ritual.
If you can't afford Masifta. Okay. You know what? If the Dvar Yaakov sends you in the right places, then it's a good idea to read it. I'm not against raid sparring. You just have to like know what you're looking for before you open the raid sparring. Says the Mitzvah Eisan, he says, there is no Migdol. Remember, unlike some of the other sugyas, the Gemara and Yevamos Kafid Alvam Beis never said anything about Migdol. Tosfos is making that up. He says, he and some others said, there is no Migdol in Yevamos because it's a Migdol de Ha'aza. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says explicitly in the Dar Daftani Aleph that Tosfos quotes that it's Ha'aza to lie and say to your husband that he is impotent when he actually has Gurus Anashim. So therefore, it says very Pasha. It's a Biguda Azza. Maybe she's a liar. And, she's a liar. Why didn't she just say that Enu Yachol Lavo Alay? The answer is because she didn't have the chutzpah to say it. Okay, why does Tosos not give this answer, Biguda Azza? Meaning, Tosos, earlier on this very dot, brought up Biguda Azza. It's not like you could say, I'll point out, by the way, we'll come back to this, but here's a klal gadol b'din. Every single rule of Migo that you've learned since you were in like ninth grade does not appear in Shas. They're all made up through Rishonim. I mean, one rule of Migo that appears in Shas, but you don't say Migo Makom Eden. But like you don't say Migo the Ha'aza, things like that. It doesn't appear anywhere in Shas. I mean, made up by Rishonim arbitrarily. I mean, made up by Rishonim. There's a perish of some Rishonim in the Gemara in some places. But, so you could have said, this Tosos doesn't even hold the concept of Migud HaHazah. That's true. Tosos on our Amud clearly holds Migud HaHazah low on Rina. So why does Tosos not like the Mitzvah Eisan?
But this is different. It's not her husband. This is a guy she wants to do Yibum with her. She doesn't want him. She could care less about him.
But then you get into the Gilyan HaShas's problem. Do I have a, do we discuss this? Why, I don't know. Gilyan HaShas on Gilyan HaShas on Hamid Beis of Rabbi Akiva Iger? Who has an Ozo Hadar or something?
The all Gemaras don't have it.
What? Do you have a Gilyan HaShas? Okay, no. Fine. Now, as long as you have it, that's fine. I'm just, you know, as long as I'm not crazy. I remember what it says. I just didn't. But maybe I'm hallucinating. Anyway, so that's a good Ha'ara, Morty, but then you're going to, instead of solving the problem, I get into the Gilyan HaShas's problem, because if it is, in fact, not Ha'aza, then I'm not sure why she will be believed in the first place, which we'll get to in a moment. But okay, Morty wants to say maybe it's not Ha'aza because he's not her husband. He's her potential husband, but he's not her husband. And it's only Ha'aza to tell your husband that ain't lo gurat on a ship. But to tell a stranger, okay, a pseudo stranger, right? But to tell someone who's not your husband might not be Ha'aza. Okay, that would become a problem because if it's not Ha'aza, then she's not Ne'eman in the first place. Then you can't quote the Dharm Tzadi Al Haman Aleph. It says she's only Ne'eman because it's Ha'aza. So that's not going to help us. That's going to hurt us. So it's a great question why Tosfos didn't give the Mitzvah Eisan's answer. Mitzvah Eisan doesn't say why Tosfos doesn't give his answer. Does he? No.
I don't accept that because at that time, people, families live together with brother-in-law, they're all living together with father, everybody knows everyone else, everyone is friendly with them,
right.
They're close to them, et cetera. So I don't agree with Morty.
Okay, but Lemaisa, I'll tell you, the only reason, the reason it could be is that if you look in the Shach, he's obviously he's not grappling with the with the Mitzvah Eisan, but the Shach, in the course of his discussion, says here someplace. That also saying that he didn't sleep with her is a chasa. That's the Shach assumes, Tov Kedei Hashach Lataria. He says, It could be that Tosos like the Shav. Maybe Tosos holds like the Shav that lo ba'omai and eino yachol lo ba'omai are both haza. What do I mean by that? Okay, this is something that we haven't seen as a chorus yet. That's something which is logical. Migadaza Lorina means, don't say they believe it's like, I could have said the chutzpah to say. If A and B are both equal chutzpah, then it's not a migadaza, right? If I say A and I could have said B and they're both equal haza, then why didn't I say B? Must be sometimes the truth. It can't be because I didn't have the chutzpah. If I didn't have the chutzpah, I wouldn't say A either. So it's only migu the ha'aza that some of the Yachronim say. Migu mi ha'aza le taina she'im bo ha'aza. But if two tainas are ha'aza and I pick B over A, then it's still a good proof that I'm telling the truth. So maybe Tosos like the shach says it explicitly. I don't know if I would have said it, I only would have said saying you didn't sleep with me and saying you can't sleep with me are both ha'aza. And therefore, it's no longer Migud Ha'aza because she says, believing that he didn't sleep with me, because I could have said he can't sleep with me. And the only reason I would have said he didn't sleep with me is because I'm telling the truth. Not because I didn't have the nerve. So I didn't have the nerve, I wouldn't have been able to say either time. Okay, maybe that's why he doesn't say the Mitzvah Eisan. It could be this where we left off. The Gilgin Hashas, I don't know why. I'm sure there's a good idea.
What's the assumption of when this happening after the death of
it's happening. Basically, they moved in together to do Yivam, and more than 30 days later, she claims she never did Yivam. That's that I want Chalitza, well, I want out.
Does that happen? Does that happen? I'm just wondering. When do they move in together?
Ah, so let's assume Zerisa might be in the mitzvahs. I mean, obviously, like, he's in another country, you have to wait for him to come back. That's different. Let's assume Zerisa might be in the mitzvahs. Halach, we have to wait 90 days. So they wait 90 days. And they are very, very machmer. They don't count the day he died, and they don't count the day they move in together. He dies, they wait a full 90 days, and then on the 91st day after he died, that's those people call that 92, they move in together. Okay, they first do a kiddushin, the rabbanon, just so it won't seem inappropriate, and they move in together. The Gilgin Hashas, although it's not in the standard shas here, I'm sure it's in the Kedusha V'Keiger, but it's in the Ozva Hadar Shas, I'm sure the explanation. I didn't look at the standard shas until now, so I didn't realize it wasn't on the page. He gives another answer, and he says that there's no migo for a different reason. It's actually interesting because in the Shut Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says like the Gilgin Tosfos, but in the Gilgin Hashas of Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says a different answer. Okay, I mean, it's not the end of the world. He says different answers in different places, right? In Shut Rabbi Kiva Eger, you know, base in the Koflamit, he says like the Gilgin Tosfos, which we'll get to, which is much more interesting. But he also says a more technical answer. I think there's no migu in Yivamos is obviously a more technical answer. There's no migu in Yivamos because she actually wouldn't demenes to say eino yacho lovo alive. Tall migu is based on she could have said he incapable of tashmish. No, she wouldn't have been believed to say he's incapable of tashmish. Why? Because if you look at the Gemara at the end of the Nedarim, it says a woman who claims her husband is incapable of tashmish is believed because sorry, where is this? Chazaka in Isha Meiza Paneha Bifne Bala. Chazaka, she wouldn't have the chutzpah to lie about potency in front of her husband. So that's the basis of the migu. So says Riki Vega, the Gilgin Hashas, he says that's only in front of a husband. She's only believed to say her husband is impotent because no woman at the chutzpah to lie to their husband's face and claim this. But if he's not her husband, then she does have the chutzpah to say it. And then he gets into some other details within the Gemara Yavamos, but exactly what her status is. But okay, let's just assume that he's not her husband. He says that it ain't because only fifth Nemanos. It's only if she says it to her husband, and he is not her husband. That's exactly her claim, that he's not her husband. So therefore, she has no nemanos in the first place, and there's no migu, nothing gets off the ground. Very technical answer. What would Tosos say back to the Yolim HaShas? L'chara, Tosos would say, Lav Dafka, really what we mean is, doesn't have to be a chalos husband. A woman that in the chuppah is safe, a man that she's living with. that's called Ein Isha Mi'izapaneh B'fnei Bala. Mi'izapaneha B'fnei Bala. Meaning she believed if she says he can't do Bia, because she would not have the chuppah to lie about this in front of her husband. But here's not her husband, so she wouldn't lie about it. So if it's not Nehman, so those are just saying Bala Lavdavka.
You could also say this. Could you say,
okay, we're not saying any stranger. We're not saying every woman. We would say that every man who she has nothing to do with has no worse on Hashem. I mean, she can do these things anyway. But the point is that here, it's not exactly her husband, but it's close enough to her husband, someone she's living with, and also counts for this Hadaka, Balamak Dafka, and any man she lives with. A marital context counts. Okay. Technical psychology, it's not so interesting to me. What I want to get to is the two most interesting answers here, which are the Shach second answer and the, again, it is Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Shot, Chelek Beis, and Kuf Lamed, but we didn't need to look at that because it's just the Gilyon Tosos in the Shittim Gebetzes here. It's a little funny how this Gilyon Tosos is written. I admit I don't fully understand it because he's starting with Rami Bar Chama, and then he says something that answers the question all the way at the end of Tosos. What does he say? Okasasham. Oksas nirad lo kasham idi. The hapshita chazaka adi migu. He says the whole part doesn't make sense. Of course, chazaka is better than migu. Why? The migu lo hotzi lo amrina. By the way, that's another rule that doesn't say anywhere in Shas. I'm never shown to made up. Again, I'm made up in a prejudicial fashion. I mean, made up based on the farish, the sugyas. But not every Rishon has to agree. But anyway, the Gilyon Tosos assumes we don't say Migul Lahotzi, but we do say this Chazaka Lahotzi, right? That's all. You can even, if it's Totsmana, you can make the guy pay, and even he feeds his soma, even without a shua. Like the Chazaka Zohan and Hotziyan. So obviously, Chazaka is better than Migul. So I'll ask the question of the Gemara. The Hakim Vailani, the Hani Migish Lahotzi. Okay, what does the Gilyon Tosos say? Tosos is also, again, if you want to look it up, it's in Shut Rabbi Kiva Eger, Taylor Bees, or Hadur Tinyana, okay, Mata Rabbi Kiva Eger, two different times, have to be in the, was he in the mood to give different answers? That's an okay thing to do. It's allowed. What does he say? He says very poshit. The Gemara's Ibaya was not Chazaka versus Migo. Avada Chazaka is better than our Chazaka is better than Migo. It was Chazaka versus Migo plus Cheskas Mom, right? Chazaka was trying to make him pay. The Migo was trying to make him not pay. So it was a Chazaka versus Migo plus Cheskas Mom. So what does it mean? Chazaka is better than Migo. A Chazaka versus Migo plus Cheskas Mom is an Ibaya. Therefore, in Yvonne's Chazaka is better than Migo. There's no Cheskas Mom. And over here, so he says very pashut. He says, no, pashut. Dechazaka adif mimigo. The ibaya is chazaka versus migo plus cheskas mamon. Right? Meaning, I'm also a little variety, right? Chazaka is avada better than migo, but is it so much better than migo that it can even be approved to be motzi? Or no, maybe chazaka is motzi, but chazaka gets migo until the week, and it does not count well to be most of a variety to be a riot. But of course, chazaka is better than migo, and that's why there's no kasha from Yavamos. Seems to be a very good answer, because it's true, there's not chazaka versus migo. Indeed, in Momenos, there's a motzi mechorel haraya. Question is Chazaka stronger than Migo? The question is Chazaka so much stronger than Migo that even after it's weakened by the Migo, it's considered a Raya that can be Motzi. Okay, Chazak versus Migo, and you're not had to be Motzi Mamon. Then another dog about Pash Chazak better than Migo, and then answer Tosos question. Why did Tosos not answer his question this way? Meaning here also, we don't be so cheshbonic. If it's some answer from left field that no one ever thought of, I don't know if you have to say why did Tosos give that answer. But this is not such a hard answer to think of. It's pretty straightforward. So why do
did we lose the broadcast?
Yes.
Versus Migo and Cheskes Mamo.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is Chazaka minus Migo is still worth something? But is Chazaka minus Migo enough to be Motzi? Or is it not enough to be Motzi? If that was the question, then Tosos would have just given the Gilyan Tosos the answer. Obviously, Tosos thinks that's not what's going on here. Why is that not what's going on here? And that was how Rav Elchanan started this whole Vart. Man, it's a good Vart. Even without this, that we discussed, we have on the board, is this Chazaka really being Motzi Mamon? Or no, the Chazaka is not being Motzi Mamon. What's being Motzi Mamon is the Cheskas Chiyuv. What's really being Motzi Mamon is the Cheskas Chiyuv. You know you owe the money until proven otherwise, right? That's what Rahana said. You know you owe the money until proven otherwise. All the Chazaka is coming to do is to weaken the kind of Piro'om so that the Cheskas Chiyuv can be Motzi Mamon. So, says Rav Elchanan, he says, no, you Gilyan Tosos, you just totally misunderstood what's going on here. He says, no, the Chazaka is never Motzi Mamon in our Sugya. It's never Chazaka versus Chazaka, meaning Chazaka and Kalanian Pritosman versus Cheskes Mamon. That wasn't the calculus. You were naturally Motzi Mamon because he's higher until he proves that he paid. Ah, but he's a tiny of Pirom, which is a believable tiny of Pirom. So Chazaka is just coming to be Motzi Mamon. Again, Reiki Vader himself suggested this elsewhere. So he also knew what Tosos would say back to him. Okay, interesting. What word did they say? Everything. The Chazaka is never Motzi Mamon in our Sukkot. Like we have that whole Hakira on the board, however many boards ago. rather, is Motzi Mamon. Right? It's the Cheskes Chiyuv that goes up against Cheskes Mamon. Yeah, Cheskes Mamon means don't have to pay to prove it otherwise. Cheskes Chiyuv means if you owe money, you still owe money until proven otherwise. So it's the Cheskes Chiyuv that goes up against Motzi Mamon against Cheskes Mamon. And therefore, Cheskes Chiyuv cancels out Cheskes Mamon, let's say, if we ground off. And then we're just left with Chazaka versus Migo. And then it's probably two bubbles, and that's what Tosos understood. That is the Cheskes Chiyuv that's Motzi Mamon, and the Chazaka of Einam Perei Tok Zman is not doing all the work. In which case, if all the Chazaka of Einam Perei Tok Zman needs to do is, we had two formulations. One was Cheskes Chiyuv versus Motzi Mamon. Yeah, Cheskes Chiyuv versus Motzi Mamon, cancel them out. You're left with Chazaka versus Migo. Then Tosos says a good question. You go stop computer off my base. Or if, the way Rav Elchanan says here, No, you're automatically chayiv mamon until proven otherwise. The Chazaka just has to weaken the tainus b'ra'om. Okay, Chazaka weakens tainus b'ra'om, but if the Migo is better than Chazaka, then Chazaka is not here to weaken the tainus b'ra'om. Then you're just asking if there's Migo versus Chazaka, and therefore it is equivalent. So the question is just whether Chazaka stronger than Migo, or technically the way they ask whether Migo is stronger than Chazaka. Okay. Whether Migo is stronger than Chazaka, but it's not Migo plus Cheskes Mamon. Again, it's Chazaka. Because the Cheskes Mamon was neutralized by the Cheskes Chiyuv, not by the Chazaka. Okay, and that's where Rav Elchanan started his whole part that we learned 2 years ago or whenever it was. The fifth answer is, I find the most peculiar answer. I'm not the only one, is the Shach's second answer. And you'll tell me what you think is wrong with the Shach's second answer. Obviously, it doesn't mean it's a wrong answer. In order to understand how he's saying what he's saying, you have to understand how he sees wrong.
Also within the 10th Dean Amigo, the same shot?
Yes. Same paragraph. Right. At first, he gives one answer, and then he says, Odnirali means a different answer. I gave you one answer. I'm not retracting my first answer. It's not a good question anyway. What does the Shach say? The Shach says like this. He says, what's the reason she's Ne'eman to say that he's not capable of Bia? Because of a Chazaka. Chazaka, she couldn't lie about his ability, that's the word, into his face. What does the Shach say? Here the Migo is based on Chazaka. So what's the word of Shach? The word of Shach is this. Really, Migo versus Chazaka is an Ibaidu of Shita. Right? A pure Migo, like in our cases, versus Chazaka, that is Ibaidu below if Shita in our Sunya. So what's going on? This is Bava Basra. What's going on in Yevamos, Kofi, and Aleph, Amun Beis? What's going on there? He says, that is not a pure Miko, because she's only Nana to say that he is incapable of Tashmash because of Chazaka. So the Migo is based on Chazaka. So here we have Migo built on Chazaka. Versus Chazaka. A Migo built on Chazaka. Ah, if the Migo is only built on a Chazaka, what do you mean built on a Chazaka? Believe me, what does he mean by this? Believe that lo ba'alai. Because she could have said, "Eino yachol lavolai," which would not naturally be neman, which would be neman because of a chazaka. It's chazaka. The ein isha meiza haneha b'fnei ba'alo. Okay, that's not the word which chazaka is. Meaning, since the Migo only works because you could have said another time, which would have been never based on Chazaka, this Migo obviously is weaker than a Chazaka. Right? What does he say here? He says, Mashenkin, Vavashabal and Valti, the Chazaka, Achrina, Negdog, Lomoki, and Shanafshe, below Domi, the Chazaka, Dabka Hassam, like the Eina Ishmael of Nevei Bala. And then he says, Let me say it a little different. He says it in a few different ways. Let's keep this formulation. And therefore, what? If the Migu built on Chazaka versus Chazaka, then for sure the Migu built on Chazaka can't beat the Chazaka. Because how can a Migo that's only built on a Chazaka define it as Chazaka? A Migo that's built on a Taina that is building them on. So what's he saying? That a pure Migo, meaning a Migo built on a Taina that's just automatically Nema no matter what, that's a very strong Migo. And that might not be Chazaka. But a Migo that's based on a time that's only Ne'eman because of a Chazaka. So the Maisa, if there's a Chazaka against the Chazaka, how can one Chazaka beat another Chazaka? How can the Migo be more powerful? What does the Shach say in the end? He says, I'll read the line all the way near the end. One second. The Adipa Taina, close to the end, 8 lines to the end, Shinemenis, because Migo, Mitainas Migo Atzma. The Taina that's built on the Migo can't be better than Migo itself. What is the Shach saying? He's saying like this over here, however, over here, the Migo certainly can't beat the Chazaka. What's he saying? He's saying that a Migo might be better than a Chazaka. Not amigo based on a chazaka. And what he's saying is this. If we're talking about, we need good words for amigo, like the time you did say and the time you could have said. Someone have been two English words for those two things. But if we're dealing with. The time you could have said, what would we say? We would say it's Neman because of a chazaka, but if it was against something, if it was versus a chazaka, it wouldn't win. If that was against the chazaka, it wouldn't win. So how about the taina? She did say it's also neman indirectly because of a chazaka. So this versus a antithetical chazaka, also it can't win. That's the taina of the shach. The money line of the shach is. Lo adifa tainas shenemenes mikoach migo mitainas migo atzma. The taina you want to be able that you say that you want to be believed is not any stronger than the taina that you could have said. That's the shach's part. And therefore he says the difference over here is migo. I could have said I peed bismano. When I say I peed bismano, that is nema naturally, not because of anything. It's just a naturally winning taina. So therefore, if I want to use the Migo, I have a naturally winning time. So if I naturally winning time to beat a chazaka or not, you buy a worksheet. But in Yuvamos, if I would have said, Ein yachal avoy lai, it would only be neman because of a human nature chazaka. Okay, so if I now say, lo avoy, neman to the Migo, I could have said something just based on human nature chazaka, so I only have the power of human nature chazaka. But I'm against chazaka, lo mochi, it's not shade. So a human nature chazaka versus human nature chazaka, ends up in a stalemate and can't win. Stalemate at best and can't win. That's the Shas answer. The Rav Chana, not here, but in the Chelek Beis Siman Beis, points out that this Rav Chana doesn't make any sense according to one way of looking at Migo. Remember, we had two ways of looking at Migo. So, what was the Kakira Migo? Kakira about Migo that we mentioned a few times and we'll come back to a few times. Is it a psychological proof of truthfulness? After all, if he was lying, he would have said a better time. Therefore, contrapositively, since he didn't say the better time, then he's not lying. Or is it what we call koach ha-taina? You take the koach of what you could have said and you apply that to what you did say. Right? Is it psychological or formal? And we all should have sort of a healthy common sense skepticism and say the pashup shot is psychological proof of truthfulness, like the American phrase, Mali Chakra, why do you lie? You know, what is this new formal halos that some of the 20th century are saying? And we wouldn't believe it unless we have proof. Okay, we have 10 or 12 proofs. But only one of them we're going to mention today. Here's an interesting question. Does it matter why the other taina would have been believed or not? If you're talking about a psychological proof, it is irrelevant why the other taina would have been believed. I could have won with another taina, and I didn't say that winning taina. Why not? It must be because I'm telling the truth. It doesn't matter whether I could have won with that taina because of a chazaka, because of something else, against this, against that. Like, the circumstances of the other taina don't make a difference. Once I could have won and I say a different taina, that proves I'm telling the truth. In which case, that is against the shah. Then you would say it is irrelevant why I could have won with the other taina. Meaning, how strong is my taina now? My taina is strong because I saw it blocking the proof that I'm telling the truth. It doesn't matter why I could have won with the other one. And the shah sort of asked it himself, but he's not impressed by it. Right? And he says, the ain la'akesh lomar, don't be a stubborn ass, the self-sophistly nigo. That in the end, he has a nigo. But no, if it was really psychological proof of truthfulness, who cares why he would have won? The point is, I could have said another taina and won. But I say this taina. That proves I'm telling the truth, because if I was a liar, I would have said the winning taina. A liar doesn't care what the lumdus behind the winning taina is. Do I win for this reason or that reason? As long as I had a winning taina and I didn't say the winning taina, there's a proof that I'm telling the truth. It's irrelevant what it's based on. But if you say that, no, this is not psychological proof of truthfulness, that's not what it's going on in me. Rather, it is the koach of the taina I could have had goes on to the taina I did say. Then all of a sudden you could say, no, it's very relevant. Exactly why I could have won with the other taina. Because, with the other taina, because maybe the specific koach nemanos of the other taina transfers to my taina, meaning, if the nemanus of Migo is based on my psychology of truth telling versus lying, everything else is background details. Either there's proof that I'm lying or proof, either we suspect we're lying, there's proof I'm telling the truth. But if it's a formal koach ha-taina, I had a certain power of the taina I could have said, and that power remains with me with what I do say, then you say, well, exactly the exact level of nemanus, the exact level of power of nemanus you have that taina, that's what transfers to the other taina. No more and no less. And therefore, we'd say, well, if that time was nemanos for a very strong reason, you're a very strong nemanos. If that time would have been nemanos for a slightly weaker reason, you'd have a weaker, if it was a specific reason, it was a nemanos. And basically, this is the shach. Says Rosh Hashanah, we can prove from the shach, even though this is more mechudesh side of the chakira, and this would have been our common sense interpretation of the Gemara. Okay, maybe one of these things will figure out why it could make common sense. We can prove this from the shach. The whole shot is gobbledygook. It makes no sense if you're looking at it as a psychological proof of truthfulness. Who cares why it would have been that one? Well, maybe you don't. Fact is, since I could have said that and I didn't, I'm telling the truth. It doesn't matter what the ones of my name would have been. But if you say it's not a time, it matters very much the ones of my name. How naman am I to say what I'm saying now? Only as naman as I would have been to say that. So I'm not saying the shot has to follow, but the shot could follow. Right? You could say, oh, it doesn't matter. Nemanus, nemanus, no divide this side, some divider. But certainly, Shah can follow. So we can prove, says Rav Chanan, we can prove him here that Shah holds like more of a side of this kapira about ego, which is a very fascinating achievement. Okay, I think with this, we will leave this. You know, usually I leave it to you on your own to go through just Koso step by step and elucidate what he's saying, what are other people saying, and when appropriate, why he didn't say what other people say. But in this one, it just happens to be very fruitful for a number of series of important lumbuses. Some may have to some lumbus, so I want to go through it with you. And now I'm ready to move on in the Gemara, we'll say. So let us renew our kochos and go to the two dots on Vav and Aleph. Stomach lo kotel acher megagol olavet hakol. Right, remember that from the Mishnah. Amar Rav Huna, Samach Lepalga, Samach Lekula, and all the Rishonim here seem to say, all the Rishonim discuss explicitly say we're discussing both vertically or horizontally. What's the principle? Remember, the wall between me and Ari falls down and he rebuilds it. Doesn't matter if it was told originally, only Chayit rebuild it up to Dal Amos. He rebuilds it 12 Amos. So I don't have to pay for more than Dal Amos because there's no Hezek Re'iyah. But if I put another wall next to it in a way that I'm now using that as a wall of the new structure I'm building, then I do have to pay. What if I only use half of the additional wall? Like, let's say he built it up to 12 amos and I built a wall parallel to it, 8 amos. So I'm using some of it, but I'm not using the rest of it. Or he built it, it was 30 meters wide, and I only built a wall next to it 15 meters wide. So I'm using like the left part, but not the right part, or the middle, but not the edges. So says Ravuna Samakapalga Samakakula, if I put a wall, build my own wall, and start building a structure next to part of it, it's as if I built next to all of it. Basically, it's one unit, and I have to chip in half of the entire wall. For I'm not wrong, why do some of them, why do some of them, and that one says, no, whatever I built next to, the portion that I'm using, the portion I'm not using, I'm not using. Umoder of Huna Bekarna Velufta, Umoder of Nachan Beafriza Ubekvata Dikshuri. Okay, here we have a gazillion different papers from the Rishonim, and there's no fundamental difference between them. Basically, Rav Huna is Modeh. If I build something that shows clearly that I'm not going to use the whole wall, Rav Nachman is Modeh if I build something that shows clearly that I do plan to use the whole wall. The only machlokas is if I don't clearly demonstrate in the building one way or the other. That's what comes out of this. So that's the Kuli Alma. Every parish admits to that. They just argue exactly what's a karna and a lufta, or is karna velufta one thing, or is karna velufta two things, and exactly what's an afriza and a kevata dikshuri. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. We'll just mention one or two shitas. Rashi thinks karna velufta is bechibur shebekaren zavis lufta chibur. Right? Meaning, karna velufta is one thing. Chibur bechiren zavis, because lufta means chibur. Hooray, and what does he say? It means, if instead of just stam building a wall against, if I stam build a wall parallel to his wall, that means I'm going to end up using it all. It's just, you know, I'm not doing it all at once. But if I build, if my house is attached to this wall, and then I add a little room on the corner of my house, then if I add a little room in the corner of my house, I'm not building the entire thing. When this guy has a wall, and then I make it's a bird's eye view, and I build a wall like over here, then Mustafa, and I want to use this, Mustafa, I'm also going to want to use that. If I have a house, here's his wall. And here's my house, and I add a room to my house like that. Now, I'm not going to say, not everyone who expands their house is expanding their house indefinitely. You add some space you need to your house. We'll get argument psychology, that's not the point. We'll get to all the Rishonim, their psychological assumptions here. And therefore, it's clear that I'm only adding that, and that's how he's molded. That's what he calls karna velufta. Tosu says, a different shot, he says karna velufta are two different things. And karna means, one second. Karna means you hyphy the karna, you bend it in. Okay, it's not exactly clear what the how much you bend it in, and lufta is if you make your wall narrow on top. Basically, Tosfos says karna is for, make sure I'm not meant karna is for horizontal and lufta is for vertical. Karna is for horizontal, lufta is for vertical. What's karna? Karna means if instead of just doing this, I do this. It's not clear in Tosfos, so I go all the way to I start building it. Could be as long as I start building it, that's good enough. Here I clearly demonstrated that I'm not trying to do all the way. And lufta, I don't know how to draw that on the board, but basically it means the way I build my wall is instead of building like this, a lufta means I build and I make this like narrow spitz at the top of the wall that clearly shows I'm not going to build the wall any higher. So basically, one is just like horizontal, one is a vertical, demonstrating that that's the end and there's no adding on. That's Tosas kind of a lufta. Okay. There's a million other perushim, but we're not going to go through them now. They're all hashi tenses of demonstrating that I'm not going to do more. What's a frieza and kvata dikshuri, right? These are just the opposite ways of showing that I for sure do plan to build more. Rashi says a frieza and ubikbure, he says dikshuri. He says it's purely vertical. It's purely vertical. And a frieza and kvata dikshuri are two almost the same things. Basically, the point is I built up one story. But do I have to pay for two stories or only for one story? So that's my whole sarfuna says, if I build up one story, but you have a two-story wall, I pay for both stories. And Ramnachlet says, my son of Sam, my wall, son of close. But if I clearly demonstrate, now, in those days, you have to roof a house. But I mean, even nowadays, I'm not much of an engineer, but my common sense tells me that if I want to roof a house and not build a second story, I need to have a strong roof, but it only needs to be this strong. If I want to roof the house and then build a second story on it, the roof needs to be much stronger, obviously, right? I assume an engineer would tell you, this is the standard for how strong your roof has to be if you're not like, you know, put another apartment on top of it, but if people are gonna live on top of it, it has to be much stronger because it has to support the next floor. So apparently if they, and here, you know, I'm a little lost in the Metzius, but if you were just building one story house and then you're gonna roof it, you didn't have any special supports for the roof beams because the roof beams were not load bearing. All they had to hold was a roof, which is not so heavy. But if you're gonna build a second story in your house someday, then you made special supports for the roof beams because the roof beams have to be very, very strong because you're building another house on them. And if frieza and kvata dikshuri are just two kinds of supports for roof beams. One is a strong beam going across that like all the roof beams go onto. You know, if I knew how to draw 3D, this is much easier. There are people who do. There are people who are good at drawing. I am not one of them. I've been coached to draw 2D, but if here's your picture of the wall, you know, then if frieza would be, I put like a special, very strong thing here, which everyone knows the purpose of that is that I will then put like, here's my natural 3D, the roof beams on them, and they'll support them very strongly. And if you're not, the shuri is just another alternative to that. Here's my wall, and I build special boxes in here with special frames to hold the roof beams, which is when you need very strong roof beams, which implies very strongly, basically proves that you plan to build a second story. Okay, that is the frieza and kvata dikshuri. According to Rashi, Tosos says a little differently here. Tosos says also he likes this idea that one is horizontal, one is vertical. Basically, Tosos is big chop as he always wants one to be horizontal, one to be vertical. Right? Both is horizontal and vertical. Kvata dikshuri is the only word that, like, in terms of the root words, you should know what it means. Makom kvi'at dikshuri means beats, right? And a place where you attach your beats. So Tosos basically says that this kvata dikshuri, this is frieza Rashi, this is kvata dikshuri, or whatever exactly they're here saying. Rashi and Tosos. What is a frieza for Tosos? Tosos want one to be horizontal, one to be vertical. So what does Tosos say? A frieza for Tosos is very pashut. Is here, I am building my wall. And you know when you're building a wall, usually you just build it straight. Okay, the wall. But how about if someone builds a wall and they leave it like this? What does it mean when the end of the wall is like that, obviously? They're planning to continue the wall. They want it to be a strong wall, right? If the wall ends and then I start building again, it's not really attached so well at the seam. If I leave it like this, I just put the bricks in here and it's attached super strong. So it's obvious that I plan to horizontally extend it. That's Tosos frieza, horizontal, and probably sure it is vertical because Tosos likes that one horizontal, one vertical. And Rashi doesn't care. Again, there's a gazillion other previous from the show. I put them all in practice and someone's very interested. Not so interesting. Because everyone agrees what it is. Unless someone tells me, you know, why someone discovers some deep lumbus, but I have not. So we'll leave it at that. Now, the question is, what's the machlokas? Yeah.
And just a question about Gershom. Is it possible that he holds that it's not about Vaday and not Vaday, it's about whether it's going to be like very soon? If it's clear that the person is going to right now continue to walk through whatever direction we're going.
You're saying because of his Lamachar.
Yeah, so even if it's like it's Vaday, but he's like going to do it in 2 years. I don't know, you're going to put up a sign, I'm going to extend in 2 years.
Okay. That is a reasonable deal. Because without lumdus, what is the machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman? Just practically, physically, how would you express the machlokes? L'chora would read the Gemara, we would think the machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman is whether, if there's no proof, whether you will extend it or won't extend it, what do we do if there's no proof either way? Right? That is the simple pshat. But Yoni is saying, if you read Rav Gershom, there's one line that doesn't work so well. Because when Rav Gershom reads Rav Nachman, he says, you're not mechayvim today, because what he'll do from today to tomorrow. Meaning, you're not mechayvim in the future. It sounds like Nachman saying, even if you know he'll build in the future, you're not mechayvim him. But Yoni says, then how do you read Rav Gershom? Because if you know he'll build in the future, or mechayev him, moder of Nachman befriso vekvata dekshuri. So what Yoni is saying, right, this is all your thought process. So what Yoni is saying is that Rav Nachman maybe says, no, it's not that we can't prove what your intentions are. It's that there's a difference, that we get hayom walker is a little bit of a fun phrase, it's a difference of what you plan to do immediately and what you plan to do eventually. And machosim or funer of Nachman is we know your plan to do. We plan to do it eventually, not immediately, and that's the machlokes of Nachman and Rav Huna. That's what Yoni wants to say, and I assume your deal is based on this one line of Rina Gershom where he says, "Lo mechayvina le achshav yishua yom lemachar." Okay, good. Yeah, that's all I meant. The rest is just elucidation. Okay, so it's a good question. What is the machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman? What is the machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman? Again, I would certainly say, according to the sort of Rov Rishonim, if I'm reading correctly, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Okay, Moshe, you're responsible. Just make sure I don't mix them up when I write the report. The Rav Huna says, if there's no proof if he intends to expand. Rav Huna says Kaya, and Rav Nachman says Potter. Right? For Rav Gershom, you could say, if you look at his lashon, he sounds like even if there is proof for Nachman Potter said, says we're not mechayvim today because of what he's going to do from today to tomorrow. No, I mean, it could just mean we're not mechayvim now because of what we think he'll do if we can prove it either way. But Yoni wants to say, I'm not sure. If something is locked up, there's someplace in this lashon. Because then when he brings down the Afriza and the Kvata Dekshuri, he says, Goli Daite de Hayom Umachar Yania Halosa Afriza Koros. He used the same phrase. That's a little tricky. He says, from not with not Machayavim now, for it'll do a Yom Umachar. But he is Machayavim the Afriza, to the Goli Daite de Hayom Umachar. So that does not seem to fit what you're saying. You know what I mean?
Can't you understand it? What about Yom HaMachar? He's saying, no, I'm not doing now. I'm not going to do it tomorrow. And they're saying, yes, you are going to do it tomorrow. Believe him or not.
Yes, meaning, I think that's how I was reading. I was reading Rav Gershom the same as everyone else. And that when he says we're not mechayvim today because achshav mishum hayom HaMachar means we're not mechayvim today because of what we surmise about hayom HaMachar, because it's not proven. But if it's proven by Haldun Yom Machar, we are mechayvim, because that's from the Gershon Ramaskal Moder Nachav Afriza. He says, Goli Adaiti, the Hayom Machar, Yaniach Aloso Afriza Koros, etc. And therefore, Rahim Moder of Nachman, and God will always have called. So I'm not so convinced.
Even if he says he's going to not, do we believe him? Not what we think is, do we believe what he says?
Right. So I think I'm agreeing with Morty. Give me a second. Or not, really, okay, I'm not going to go with this. But Lafi Yoni, I'm not convinced of this. All right. He thinks, Yomi thinks they're in Gershom is saying, no. If we're sure, next to the chronic, if we're sure, we will expand, but not right away. That's the machlokes, where Rav Huna says Chayav, and Rav Nachman says Potter, and you're saying that no. According to Rav Gershom, they argue even if we know he'll expand, but he's not going to expand yet. And therefore, they have machlokas for these chayiv now for what will happen in the future. I'm saying it sounds good, but then when I get to a freeze, it sounds like if we know he'll do it in the future for sure, then he is chayiv, even according to Rav Nachman. So then what's the case he's potter? It must be if we only surmise he's going to do it in the future, which would then make him like the other children. So I'm not the Kabbal Yoni's child from Rav Gershom, even though it is attractive to have another shot here.
Well, the only defense is that in the latter cases, he's literally doing an action now to facilitate the later action. That is an indication.
Yes, but the way Rabbi Gershom explains that is that he's just Golia Daite that after his mind he'll build it. It's purely a matter of Golia Daite. So then you have to get very subtle. You can say, well, there's Golia Daite and there's, we surmise his Das. At that point, it becomes very similar to the other Gershomim. Okay, so I'm not so taken by this Rabbi Gershom. As a matter of fact, you know, it's. We'll put it on Yoni's board.
That's not going to be on there.
All right, whatever. You'll have another chance every day on YU Torah. There's plenty more opportunities. So now the only question we want to ask ourselves is, what's the yisod of machlokes in Rav Huna Rav Nachman? And he goes, are they arguing about some technical umdana, etc., or are they arguing about something much more fundamental? Here it is. It's hard to tell. Mostly Shonim don't really discuss what the machlokes in Rav Huna Rav Nachman. Rav Gershom has a tantalizing phrase. We're not mechayiv him now because of what will be tomorrow. But again, it doesn't necessarily mean that literally, because then later on in the freeze, as he says, we are mechayiv now as a golden daita that tomorrow is going to build more. So I still think Rav Gershom is significant, but you know, I'm reluctant to take one line out of context and make it into what Yonah made it into. Did anyone notice any information saying explicitly what the son of Hosea or Funa or Nachman? Maybe the Pasanish a little, although, you know, still he comes closest. But what the Yisod of the Machlokas? The Yisod of the Machlokas, you could say, is very technical. You could say it is very technical. How could you say it's technical? You could say it's Machlokas in Omdana. Rav Huna thinks that people generally do want to build more. Things people generally don't want to build more. Okay. It's a technical machlokes in Umdana. Rav Huna thinks that people building. And Rav Nachman thinks that people don't always. Okay, I mean, that could be. It's not totally satisfying for us, especially the et cetera. So Chazon Ish wanted to make it less psychological in terms of your building plans and more psychological in terms of your attitude. And the Chazon Ish pointed out, the issue here is not really whether you're going to build or not. The issue is, do you want to acquire the wall? Are you kona the wall? Right? Remember what the Rishonim said in Daf Hey and Aleph, that the reason you have to pay if you're somewhat kosel acher is because then you're buying the wall from him. Because after all, it's built on both your lands. You both own the bottom of the Dalaram's wall, right? So when you express interest in this wall, you're buying the wall. And says the Chazon Ish, he says that how could it be that Rav Huna says you're chayav if we're not sure whether you're going to build or not? How can we be sure whether you're going to build or not? What if you say you're not going to build? How could we even chayiv you? He thinks it's strange. So he says, Nira the Alarov and Bnei Adam Afikim Ratzo Mekinyan Lachatzayim Bimukracha Bimukra Liknos Chelik Olvayi Ratzo Liknos Machzis Lagamrei. Okay, he says it's a different. It's all technical focus, but a little less technical, holding more technical about possessiveness, right? Says the Chazon Ish that Rov Bnei Adam. Aina rotsim liknos lachatzayim. Again, it's a funny word because he's only buying half the ball, right? It's half the for each time. But we mean half. Right. We know he's only half the ball between Reuben and Shimon, but we mean half and half the ball. Meaning he says no, it's an umdina that if a person does something to indicate purchase of the wall, mistama they're purchasing the whole wall, which might come in handy someday, regardless of whether they're gonna build. It's not gonna include the ones you're gonna build. But since you might build, therefore this whole wall is useful to you. And in a stumble, when you buy something that's all useful and you have to buy half of it, you buy all of it. And that's what everybody says. In a stump, when there's a useful thing and someone has to buy part of it, they buy all of it. And we're not going to disagree. He says no. He says, Rov Bnei Adam Rotsim Liknos. Again, if you do it, if it frees the cloth of the shuri, you've shown you planted the whole wall. Obviously, you meant to buy the whole thing. If you've done kind of a little thing, you've shown you have no interest whatsoever in the rest of the wall. Obviously, you only meant to buy part of it. But if you haven't shown either way, then it doesn't mean know whether or not you'll build. By definition, you have potential that you might build. Okay, it's an interesting question. If I could buy, you know, the lot next door or whatever, and I could expand my house there, we have no idea whether I will or not. Would anyone want to buy half the lot next door or inquire and buy the whole one? So I'm going to say inquire and buy the whole one. You might not buy the lot next door, but once you're buying it and it's, you might want it all, you'd buy the whole thing until proven otherwise. And that one says, no. Buy the whole thing until proven otherwise. They have an argument in psychology about whether people like to buy whole units or like to buy partial units.
I think it's not just like a different technical machlokes. So based on the way they formulate at least this question and all the rest of the show, it's pretty fundamental that he thinks that we are not hiding on something that's future oriented, whereas all the rest of the show are. It's pretty fundamental.
Okay, fair.
He thinks we're only mechayim on what he did so far. His half of the wall that he built is megala konet something, the full wall of the other guy. We don't care if he dies, and I think that's really not for me. We don't care if he dies, we don't care what happens in the future. Right now,
I'm not sure if, according to the other show, we necessarily care if he dies. Like, I don't think, like, we actually, if in the end he builds or not, changes this. It might be once we assume he builds, well, I hear the time now. I mean, the afternoon, it might be that according to the first way we explained it, which we didn't necessarily have any means to attach to it, it might depend what actually happens in the future. The blood also over the other aspect.
For sure, just within the Rebbeinu Gershom, if we say, like, Rashi, which we are, that Hayom Olamacha, he's going to, mean, if there's no Hayom Olamacha,
right,
it's not that.
Right, Rebbeinu Gershom, he definitely sounds like we're not arguing as to whether or not he's going to build or not. Right, we could have been with Chazon Ish. Do we make him pay for the potential tomorrow or not? Okay, let me ask you a question. If you wanted to, I don't remember if I said this in Shiur already or not. I'm getting old. I'm better at remembering what I considered saying in Shiur and what I thought I would say in Shiur than when I actually said it was part of this year. But if you want to make this a very fundamental one, Shmachokas, could you associate Rav Huna Rav Nachman with the Akira that we mentioned earlier? Did we have any fundamental hakiras about some of Kotel Acher? Did we have any fundamental hakiras about the Machayim of some of Kotel Acher?
You're referring back to the Chiyuvei Shutfin from the beginning of the year?
No. I'm referring back to the Mishnah Daf Hei and Aleph. What did we say in Mishnah Daf Hei and Aleph?
There's a this.
We had a machlokas rishonim, some machlokas of acher, why do I have to pay? Again, you on your own built the wall 12 amos high. If I build another wall parallel to it, I now have to pay. Why do I have to pay? You built a wall of your own free will. why do I have to pay for that wall just because I'm so close to the lot there?
Because you're getting you're still getting the
hanah. Right, either is nene and chaser, so there's a little bit of a concern that you have to build a wall because you're afraid of my far out shashem hezbriya, and I'm nene, or it was nene with, right, giloy das, right? I was nene, you weren't chaser, but Tosa says, just like he said in Bava Kama, remember we had a ghost by money about this, that even nene is a low chaser, but the nene is a giloy das, that he would spend money, and here I'm a giloy das, I couldn't be the wall, but I spend money on wall, and you have to pay. So Tosa says we did Nana. Okay, what was the other Shita? What? Kenyan. The other Shita was, right? Maybe we could have radioed on them. Was, no, it's not we didn't Zen Nana, it was that Chasser. That's for strangers. And maybe Tosa's wrong and you wouldn't really call this Chasser. It's me din Kenyan on Kotel Shufin. This Kotel is half on my property, half on your property. The bottom four amos belong half to me, half to you. You built some additional amos in this Kotel. Okay, I don't own the, only you own the top of the Kotel. We both own the bottom of the Kotel, and you own the top of the Kotel. But if I express interest in the Kotel, then I'm already acquiring the Kotel. When I express interest in the Kotel, that's already in my Chatzar. It's already in your Chatzar. When I express interest in a Kotel that's already there, then the moment I express interest in it, I am Kona that Kotel. I want to Kona the Kotel, I have to pay you. Okay, maybe we'll point that then that you can also tie this into general dini shutfin. After all, this wall is not just stam an object, it's within the framework of relationship between shutfin, and it could be a relationship between shutfin. If you want to build mishagas, I don't have to pay half. But once I express interest in that, it's not mishagas and it's a joint need, then maybe I do have to pay half. Cancer, what I want to say is this, that maybe you could say that this is a long dishmak focus. You could say, what's the machlokes of Huna and Rav Nachman? Is what the nature of the machayev? Is it because of
hanah?
Is it because of hanah, or is it because of kinyan of the shutfin? If it's because of hanah, then Rav Nachman really makes a lot of sense. I'm paying you because I'm nana. I'm nana l'chora, the space I build now. Just because next year I might build more, how I already met that. I built 10 meters wide. But someday I might build a 20 meters wide.
Okay.
Then at 20 meters, I'm only met at 10 meters. That's what I built. Someday I might build more. I'll be met at then. Again, it's hard to say you're reciting today for what I'll have tomorrow. It could be with that freezing spot of the Kshuri. Then you can say I'm already met at now. But it's hard to say if you're looking to Nana, then I think Rav Nachman makes sense. If the Machayev is Hana'a, like the toast of the ham and olive, then it's hard to say that I'm Nana because I might build something later. I think it's a little hard to say. Where's my Nana? I'm not benefiting from it. And don't say, well, because the fact that I could benefit in the future is Hana'a. No, I mean, then everything will be Nana. Then takes it all for Mishnah.
What about
yeah, kind of
what?
It's kind of
pat
v'salo. Yeah, but I don't know if pat v'salo is really called called net. Meaning, go back to the sugya of Bava Kama. If I live in your apartment without permission, I own my own apartment. That's not called net. Pat v'salo. If something happens to my apartment, or if I want to rent out my own apartment, or if there's a flood in my apartment, I'll have a place to live. No, as far as that.
Isn't the whole thing even if you didn't build a roof?
What? Even if he didn't build a roof, correct. Even if he didn't build a roof, if we see he's about to build a roof, that we can already call Nana. Meaning, if basically that would be the same as a free standing cloth of the Shuri, right? If you are already in the middle of a building project, which you're obviously finishing, we can already call that Nana because you already have it in the bag, as it were. Now you're saying that Nana, why would that even help? Okay, so the answer is, that it's called Nana because it's helping me in the middle of my building project. I'm just going to finish up. But if I might do another building, even that's a finish, I admit. But you have no choice but to say that for Tosfos.
No.
But I think the bigger finish to say is I might build a future Nana, in my opinion. But if you think we can take it a shutfin, then already the Chazan Ish, or even more than the Chazan Ish, makes sense. Either I'm cone of the wall or I'm not cone of the wall. You know, if it's Nana, I'm Nana $12, not $13. I'm Nana $1,000, not $2,000. Maybe, like the Chazan Ish says, whether it's psychologically or halakhically, either I'm cone of the wall or I'm not cone of the wall. If I don't want to be cone of the wall, I could say this wall is mishigas, I don't recognize it at all. If I want to be cone of the wall, then I'm cone of the wall. I think mitzad the kin, it makes sense. If I'm using this wall at all, then I'm taking this wall. Mitzad nana, v'chore, how much I'm nana, I'm not nana. Nearly, is the idea, I would say that it could be that if you want, you could just say to my folks, then oh, it's my folks in psychology. But if you're going to say it's more than my folks in psychology, then I think if you had, if there'd been no such sugya and you had asked me whether samach l'kali or samach l'kula or not, I think I would have told you before I saw this Gemara, well, mitzad nene, I think samach l'palga is only samach l'palga. But mitzad b'kona the kotel, once I want the wall, I want the wall. I don't buy half a wall. So, okay, that's possible. I can't prove it. It could just be machlokes and umdana, but I think that's possible. And then we will go on with your two questions.
Don't we spend money for the first?
I wouldn't say we spend money on it. I would say someone has a right of first refusal.
Well, you spend more money on a lease if you get the right of first refusal, so somebody doesn't buy it from out from under you.
Oh, no, I understand. Clearly, people paying money for future possibilities. Yeah, I don't mean having future options. is not worth something. Obviously, I'm doing money for future option, but I'd say number one here, even if I wasn't Samach L'palga, I have that option. Meaning, even before I'm Samach L'palga, I always have the option of using this wall. I'm not getting more of an option by being Samach L'palga. I always have the option. I'm just sort of, you know, doing something which could be continued. I always had the option. Once he built this 12-amah wall, I always have the option of using it. Now I build next to half of it. Oh, I get option using the other half. I always had the option using the other half. Oh, but now I might use that option, or I might not use that option. Why should I be chayev? So I think it makes more sense to type Konik into the wall. Okay, motion, then Viter.
Yeah, so the Rambam, when he quotes the halacha, records this case of the Tiki Baruch HaKotel to the man. And at least the way that the Magen Mishnah touched that, that's the Rambam. That's the Shuri.
Okay.
So I was wondering what Rabbi thought about that. Because he's passing like Nachman. He's not saying that the issue of broken down from the board there, but actually just got into that wall.
I see what you're saying. He has a totally different shot in Ifriza and Ikvata the Chuy, is what you're saying. Everyone else says Ifriza and Ikvata the Chuy is on my wall, right? On the second guy's wall. And the Rambam says, no, Ifriza and Ikvata the Chuy is on your wall. And not only that, it's at the top of the wall, meaning it is, you know, actually physically touching your wall, et cetera. I mean, for the Rambam, Rav Nachman is much more makel than for everyone else. Because he says, even if we prove my plan, that's not machai of me unless I touched your wall. Sorry, Gila Daito Shirotza, even though his explanation is just Gila Daito Shirotza Machalagova. He didn't say because I touched your wall. But basically, the Rambam has a higher standard of proof for Rav Nachman than the rest of us. Is that just a technical point that the Rambam, the way he understood structural engineering? If I build this kind of freezing Vatik Shuri, it could just be I want a good roof. And in order to show that I want to use your whole wall, I have to put it all the way on top, which could be on my wall. My wall doesn't go all the way on top, it has to be in your wall. Or is it a mental lundish commitment about Rav Nachman? What do you want to say?
So the Magen Mishnah says that what we were kind of saying similar in terms of since it's in the Makam Shul Shneya, so it's also a Chavera.
I hear what you're saying. I guess my only question is that I'm not convinced that the Rambam necessarily implies that as much as the Magen Mishnah implies. The Magen Mishnah definitely says that. Okay, fair. All right, Tzvi and then Viter.
Yeah, is it possible, this might be stretched, but also because I think the Rashbam is saying it also, meaning against Rashi, is it possible to say in the Rambam that the way you understand the Machlokes is not like Rav Rishonim, because this is his vote, even though he passes or not, and Jari Gila Taiko Shirotsa recalls that. So what do you think the opposite is? Even when you're not Gila Daito, meaning it's not about because you're going to end up building more, it's because you actually want the whole thing.
No, hold on a second. Rav Nachman's moda, if you're Gila Das, that you want the whole wall. That's what Rav Nachman's moda. If you're not Megala Das, you want the whole wall, that's Machlokas Sachron. Exactly. I'm a run. So if you're not Megala, you're Das, that you want the whole wall, so Machlokas I'm a run. That sounds like everyone else. If you're not Megala, you're Das, right? We have no proof either way, then that's Machlokas I'm a run.
His whole point is Shari Gila Daito wrote to the Kol Zeh, and it's not about Shari Gila Daito that you're going to build. That's what I'm saying. But he said that Gila Daito wrote to the Kol Zeh, which sounds more
correct.
Like
well, but I think
that's more like
yeah, no, you're right. The whole idea of wrote to the Kol Zeh.
Is, like
now I hear it is backing up what Moshe was saying. It's not just about Mishnah. When the Rambam, his lashon is how much you're rota and not how much you're net.
I'm just saying
that's what the math my Mishnah says that in Yiddish Kenyan. Okay, I agree. Now that I understand what you're saying, I agree 100%.
It is possible to say that in the Rashbam as well.
The Rashbam, meaning the Tosefes and Rashi, the Yasal, Liasal, Gabi Tikkari, Tsarch, Lakotel, Shabir, Chaviro, Vinyitz, Tarechlo.
Meaning it's like they're not a thing of continuing the same construction.
Well, I mean, he is talking about it. Okay, there would be more subtlety of which I'm not sure about. We discussed. Okay, like says the Gemara, Amar of Huna, Bekave or Kori, there's different gersos, Lo Havi Chazaka. What does that mean? I think it's different gersos. So I think there's only one sheet to what it is physically. What is it physically? Right? That when I am the guy we're talking about the first wall, right? I build the wall on my own, right? Or I own a wall on my own, right? That's my focus. What I do is I build holes in the outside of my wall for you to put your beams in. So that's not a chazaka. That doesn't prove that you have rights in this wall. You would think the having it is, if I myself, the owner of this wall, put in special holes for you to put beams in the wall, that's my hodaa that you have the right to this wall. No, it is not a chazaka. You have no right to this wall.
Sockets,
good, that's the word. Why? The himalte, even though I made himalte, which, okay, most people agree. What himalti means, does Rashi say here? A bit of a machlok is exactly, everyone knows what himalti is, a bit of a machlok is what it's made of, but Rashi says it's made of wood, meaning not only do I make holes in the wall, I even put a frame in the, build a frame inside that hole in the wall to really hold your beams very, very well, right? I put not just a hole in the stone, but like, I would protective in that hole to protect the top of your beams. So even though I went so far, nonetheless, it's not a chazaka. Darmali Amina, because I, the owner, can say, I was just thinking, when you pay me off, Mafayas here, I could be Mafayas, me can without payment, probably payment. When you pay me off, lo litra ashisai, my wall should not become weakened. Meaning, what can I say? I could say, you have no rights to this wall whatsoever. You have to pay me for rights to this wall. So if you have no rights to the wall, why did I build special sockets for your beams? Because eventually you're going to want to pay me to put beams in the wall. I knew. And then I have to dig out holes in the wall. And when you have a wall and you dig out holes, it becomes weak. If you build it l'chachila with those holes, then it's stronger. That makes a lot of sense, right? Whenever you need a hole in something, you can imagine any... you know, wooden door, if I want a hole in it, if I build it originally with a hole, then it'll be a little stronger than if I cut the hole after it's built. Okay, maybe wood is not, but stone for sure, right? If I take out stones when it's built, that'll weaken it. If I just build around in the first place, then it'll be stronger. So therefore I say, I made room for you, even with all the accoutrements and all the details originally, just because my wall would be stronger and in the end you'd pay me, but you haven't paid me yet, so you have no rights. Okay, that is the Beikori. Here we have... Yes. Here we have the Machlokas Rishonim. This is going to be Machlokas Rishonim that is going to pervade this sugya. What do I mean? Let's just read a few more lines without even translating. Amar Nachman Achzik Lahurdi, Lo Achzik Lakshuri, Lakshuri Achzik Lahurdi, etc. Achzik Lahurdi, Rav Yosef Amar Achzik Lahurdi, Achzik Lakshuri. Yikad Amri Amar Nachman Achzik Lahurdi, Achzik Lakshuri, Lakshuri Achzik Lahurdi. The difference between in our Gersa, between the first version and the Amri is just 2 seconds, right? And the Amri, Rav Nachman says, or Rav Nachman, Rav Yosef said in the first version. So again, Hordim Shuri, what are Hordim Shuri? Almost everyone agrees here. Hordi means thin beams. Shuri means thick, heavy beams, light beams and heavy beams. If I'm machzik to put thin beams on your wall, that can be right to put heavy beams or not, is a whole machlokas. These are types of gutters. My rainwater goes onto your field. If I'm machzik, my rainwater go onto your field, etc., without giving the details yet. And then we get into a total tangent of masker by Schari Bir Gadola, and then we come back to Haik Shur de Metalalta, Tlosin Yom, Lahavi Chazaka, Basra Tlosin Yom, and Have Chazaka. The Shur de Metalalta, the beam of a sukkah, not a beam, but building beam of a sukkah. If I put it for less than 30 days, that's not a chazaka. It doesn't prove that I have any rights, because most people let people do things for 30 days just out of niceness. And the other guy's making a chasna, so he wants to put a tent in his backyard, fine. But if I do it for more than 30 days, that already implies it's permanent. And then I have a chazaka. And then it says, and if it's the sukkah of sukkahs and not just spam, then it is different, more machmer, more mako, depending if you ask. Okay, we'll get to the details. And most of the details will just be details. But what is the relationship between all of these sugyas and the context in the first parak of Bava Basra? What do I mean by that? Because later on in the third parak, we have discussions of chazaka, right? We start with chazaka, right? Bekavi lo havi chazaka. Achzik l'kshuri, achzik l'hordi. Achzik l'natvi, achzik l'shafri, and kshurim l'alalti lo havi chazaka. Chazaka makes us think of the third parak, right? Chez kesabatim. And why does it make us think of the third parak? Because if something implies that I own something, then it proves that I own it, right? Because if I live in a house, I farm a field for 3 years, then that's proof that I own it. And that's called a chazaka. And it's not only owning fields. The Mishnah is towards the end of the third parak, have haziz atefa kihishlo chazaka. You know, if something sticks out from my wall into your airspace, do I have a chazaka? Do I not? That sounds very similar to these things. Do I have rights in your property? Okay, there's such thing as chazaka. Okay, so what is the relationship between these sugyas of chazaka and our context of the Mishnah of building a kol shutfin and the third parak of Cheskes Abad? Sort of the two ways to read almost all the parts of our sugya. Let's start with Bekavi. What are the two ways to read Bekavi? How to or actually go Havi Chazaka? What are they fighting about?
Did you pay or you have a right to use?
Exactly. Meaning one way of reading the Gemara is it's flowing from our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? And why did you use the word Chazaka? We know the word chazaka in our Mishnah. Chazaka that he paid or chazaka that he didn't pay, right? Adal Ramos Bechezkas Shenasan. Muzadin Dal Ramos Bechezkas Shalonasan. So here's the question. Is it Bechezkas Shenasan or Bechezkas Shalonasan? They're arguing about our Mishnah. Basically, you say, Bechezkas Shalonasan, Samachlo Kotal Acher, you owe me 10,000 shekel. Bechezkas Shalonasan. And I say, what do you mean? You built me sockets in the wall. Doesn't that prove Bechezka Shalonasan? Because you wouldn't have built sockets if I hadn't paid you. And the answer is no, I'm still Bechezka Shalonasan. Because you just built the sockets because you knew in the end you would get money out of me, and then you didn't want your wall to be structurally weakened. That's how most Rishonim read this Gemara. I don't remember who's on Makorashi, Rashi, the Adramah, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rush, the Rebbe Yonah. They were all on our Makorashi. I think they all read our Gemara this way, says Rashi. Shimon Shagbiya Kotel, Hacholik, Bechotel, Malmi, Dalad Amos, right? Starting our mission, Malmi, Dalad Amos, Asabo Chalonos, Tadruin, and Achzorosh, and Rashba, Hadi Kolek, Lerubin, Lomar, Nisi, Atikh, like Bio. Right? You can't say Bechezka Shalonasan, rather, it's still Bechezka Shalonasan. Okay. Who argues? Who reads this Gemara a little differently?
The Rimigash.
The Rimigash. right? What does the Rav Yigash say, right? In the, depending on which version of Rav Yigash you have, there's some Rav Yigashes that are in like the first Rav Yigash they ever published from Basra, and then there are other ones in the Shiva Gubetzes, and then the modern Rav Yigashes combine them both. So when I say Shiva Gubetzes, I mean, because it's not in some printings of the Rav Yigash. But anyway, it isn't this printing that's in this Kovitz. Bekavi Havi Chazaka. He says Kotel's being ruined. The Shema Kotel Yadua Shulurubim Einul Shimon. This is not when they built it and they both paid for Dalet Amos, etc. This is total Reuven's wall where Shimon does not own it at all. We know it's Reuven's wall. There's no debate who paid for the wall. Nothing with Bechetzkin, nothing to do with our Mishnah. Ah, if it has nothing to do with our Mishnah, what's it doing here? So obviously, it's a tangent off of the Afriza and the Kavata Dikshuri. And especially since Rav Huna was talking there, and Rav Huna is talking here, and we already mentioned sockets for beams, so that's a tangent. And he says, what's the issue? Right? And what's the fight? The fight is not over who paid for the wall, over who owns the wall. I found it's Reuven's wall. The question is, do I have right to use your wall? So I, Taina, since you built in sockets, that proves you gave me permission to use the wall. And you say you did not give me permission to use the wall. You want me to pay for permission to use the wall. So it has nothing to do with our mission whatsoever. And you could ask, like somebody showed me, ask, why isn't this in Chezkas Abatim, a daf nun tes, by Chazaka of sticking out something for a ziz, a protrusion, there's a ledge. The Chazaka of, can I put a ledge sticking out from my property and your property seems a little more similar to this. The answer is okay. That's the way Gemara works. Not everything. That's the difference between the Gemara and the Rama. Right, the Rama puts everything conceptually next to what it's supposed to be next to, and the Gemara puts things when they come as a tangent of something else. And who agrees with Rimi Gash here? There's, I think, one other Rishon on the Kursh who agrees with Rimi Gash. I'll give you a clue. If I didn't tell you what sugya we're in whatsoever, and I asked you which Rishon agrees with the Rimi Gash, it would be your best guess.
The Rambam.
Right, the Rambam here agrees with the Rav Yigash because the Rambam has a very, very clear, where is the Rambam? Here he is. The Rambam has a very, very clear distinction. All of the sugyas of the Kotel Bonim, it's a Kotel Ba'emza of our Mishnah, of everything until now is in Perek Gimel. Kotel Chatzar HaMavdil B'Shnei Shutfin Shenafal, that's it. Everyone has to pay Ad Gova Dalet Amos, but more than Dalet Amos not. But then he gets into it, but samach lo kol talacher, you do have to pay. And then he has the whole issue where he passed like Rav Nachman and the Afriza and the Kvata Dikshuri. And then he gets into Bechezka Shenosan, Bechezka Shalonosan. That is all in the beginning of Perek Gimel. Okay, in the beginning of Perek Gimel, there's no Bekavi lo havi chazaka. That does not show up in Perek Gimel. Rather, where does that show up in Perek? Ches. Perek Ches, what does he start with? He starts with, that's the end of Cheskas Abatim, the Mishnah of the test. What if you want to put a ledge out of your wall and it goes on into your friend's airspace? Do you have a chazaka? Do you not have a chazaka? And then gets into all kinds of other ways you use. You put a ladder in your friend's yard to get up to your property. Do you have a chazaka? Do you not have a chazaka? Etc. Basically, all these questions of when I have a chazaka that he gave me permission to use his land in some way. And then finally, he gets to our sugya, right? Haya kotel shruvin levado. He puts a tangent. If there's a kotel mishum tefet, everyone can do whatever they want. But if the kotel only belongs to Reuven, that's exactly lashon of Rav Yigash. Ein shema yachol l'shtamish bo. And sorry, then a little later on, if in the wall there is Bakoris and Afur and Lahaksman Rosy, there are sockets, Lohechzik Bahem, Lohechzik Bahem, Lahaksman Bakoros, and Yachaluta Lito, Chushuta Bosher, and Lotasha Yachalgurin Lito, and Sadiqafar, and Homes, Elo Bitsilka, Kadeshi Mukhan, and Macha Tikni Mani, Osha Tavakish Mani, the Emkolach. Not the way the guy who built the Kotel in Perek Gimel. So when it's done, do I have the right to claim ownership of this wall based on my chazaka? Okay, I admit, he says it's slightly different than Rabbi Yehuda. Says, I can't use this as proof that I got permission. He says, I can't use it as proof that I own part of this wall, that I own a right in this wall. But in any case, that has nothing to do with our Mishnah. So when it comes to the Beikavi or Beikori or whatever you call it, there's a machlokes Rishonim, whether it ties into our Mishnah or whether it does not tie into our Mishnah. Okay. This machlok, this machlok, it applies to all the parts of our sugya. And basically, in all the parts of our sugya, how you learn that whole machlokas can be very different, not here so much, but from now on, if we're talking about it is really Shaya, the Mishnah Seinu, and it's about Bechezkas Shenosan. And Bana Naboa Midalaos. Or is it no, it's really a tangent. It's Shaya Lasof Paragimel. The Vav, that's your wall, right? It's Shaya Lasof Paragimel. It's Kotel Shel Ruvain, or you know, Makom, etc. Shell Kotel Shel Ruvain, Bishimon Toei Shek Hipsik Bishimosh. Right, nothing to do with Chezkas She Nosan, Chezkas She Lo Nosan. If we're talking about Gemara, Hey Kavi, or whatever, some people call it Kotel Shel, doesn't really matter. Then Rashi and not only these are shown, but these are only shown on the Torah sheet, all say it's about Chezka Shenosan, Chezka Shalonosan, and the Rimidash and the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam makes it a little more complex. He says maybe the guy's coin is a Shutah, but a little closer to our Mishnah. Clearly, he puts it at a different place than our Mishnah. Say it's about a guy just timing that he has a chazaka, like the third parak, and that's why the Rambam puts in parak ches, which starts the Mishnah from the third parak. Shai was so parak gimel. Ah, we're not doing here because the Talmud Bavli is not the Rambam. How about the next part of our Gemara? The next part of the Gemara is the Hordi Ukshuri. Hordi Ukshuri, what is the simple pshat? Simple pshat is that's about Cheska Shenosan. Or the Hordi Ukshuri is about whether I just taina, I'm muhsak, I have a chazoka in the right to use your wall. Yeah, what's the machlokas? In our girsa, right? In our girsa, Rav Nachman says, if I'm machsik for heavy beams, I can switch them for light beams. Light beams, I can't switch for heavy beams. Sounds reasonable enough. And then Rav Yosef, or the Egan, says, if I'm machsik for any beams, I'm machsik for all beams. I can switch light to heavy or heavy to light. The Rif has a different girsa than the Egan Amri. The Rif's girsa in the Egan Amri is that the Egan Amri is lahefa. I can't switch in either direction. I can't switch light for heavy, and I can't switch heavy for light. Totally different girsa than the Egan Amri. Okay, but in any case, what are we talking about? Whether the Tashtas, this line in the Gemara, is continuing our Mishnah, or is just talking about Chezkas, let's call it Chezkas Tashmishin, right, is the Lashon that the Rishonim Achronim use. Tashtas, the way Chezkas Tashmishin. This is, we're not asking whether I pay for the Kotel or not. We're just asking, can I switch it for thicker beads or not? It's Pasha that if you just read it, this is Chezkas Tashmishin. Ah, most Rishonim said it has to tie into our Mishnah. So why are we suddenly doing something to their parrot? The answer is because Beikavi tied into our Mishnah, and then as I can do Beikavi, we get onto this, right? So everyone's going to agree that eventually a tangent gets into the third parrot. Why? Because let's just go for a second to, I think, tell me if I'm wrong about this. Maybe you discovered an obscure number I didn't, although Masifta is not here. So this might.
Yes, be it is. We're here.
Not be the Shafi, to the best of my knowledge, all Rishonim say that not be Shafi the tangent. What about the, it's not about the wall. Not through the shopkin means I am muchzak that my rainwater goes from my roof onto your into your field. In one way, can I switch the gutters on my roof to make the rainwater fall off a different way? Okay, that clearly has nothing with owning any wall. There's no wall here. It's my roof of my house, and the water from the roof of my house is draining into your field. And the question is, am I only most likely can drain this way, or can I even make a pipe and it'll drain that way, or can it drain slow, can it drain fast, or fast, can it drain slow? Clearly, that's only a tangent. To the best of my knowledge, all Rishonim agree that at some point we get into a tangent to something that belongs to the third parent. But Hordi of Shuri, you would say, obviously, the Pashtun shot, meaning no one is of their own free will going to say that the Hordi of Shuri is continuing our Mishnah, because that's not what it sounds like. They're only going to say that they're under a lot of pressure based on a logical problem. Okay, let's just finish up the, okay, we don't have to finish, but we know who really broke this issue. Who's the first person to really break this issue to us if we're learning regular Daf Gemara? And then Stewart and Talalta. But the Tosos there. Right, Tosnik Shur de Matal Alta says, Amr Binu Tam Damas Nisim Kai. The Shur de Matal Alta is not a Cheskas Tashmishin. No, it's going back to the Mishnah. It means Becheskas Shanasan, Becheskas Shalonasan. And therefore he says, why do I say that? Vasi Shaper to Nakti Hachalo Cheskas Abate. But after all, it's not a Cheskas Abate, it's the first parent. So we'd like to say it's like the first parent, unless we can't. So here Tosnik says, but if you look at Rashi there, Rashi doesn't say that. What does Rashi say about Shur d'Matal Alta? Rashi says, I know he didn't really read that Gemara yet, but he says, nothing about the joint. I'm so much on a totally your wall. It's not a chazaka. Oh, it's right. It's your wall. I do my deal on it. My taina is, I paid you a few dollars for permission for the beam, and you say you didn't pay permission for the beam. So Rashi clearly says this is total third parak. Okay, if we just want to fill in a little, the rush is the Tosfos here. The Balamor as well says this ties into our sugya. The Rebbeinu Yonah, again, I'm the only few people with the cover sheet, and the Rambam. The Rambam across the board says everything in our sugya is in her chesta and her gimel. Nothing with our Mishnah, our whole thing is a tangent. Tosfos tried to minimize this part of the shiur of this sugya or tangent. Let's go back to Hordi Ubshuri. Hordi Ubshuri, do we want to say, well, why is it doing here and not in Cheskas Batim? So maybe it really is about being paid for the wall or not. I'm not convinced that's the only reason, I must admit. But before we get to the svaras, let's just fill in the shitas in Kfar. When Tosfos says on Vav and Beis Omer Rabbeinu Tam that it's really tying into our Mishnah, it's not about Cheskas Tashmish in the third parak. It belongs to the first parak. It's our Mishnah. The Tosfos think that's only true about the Shur D'Matal Alta, about the Hordi Shuri also. It's not clear in Tosfos Shanim. Rabbeinu Tam before she thinks about the Hordi Shuri also. And actually, there are Ban the Rashba for Rabbeinu Tam. So here I want to go back there. Ramban and the Rosh for the Shem Rabbeinu Tam. I don't know if the Rosh is Rabbeinu Tam that way. But the Rosh says, no, the Rosh says this part, nah, this part is really about Cheskas Tashmish. And the Yad Ramah has two deis about this. But it's clearly, he starts out with a Pashat Shat. And the Rambam says everything here is Cheskas Tashmish in Perek Ches, not in Perek Gimel. Who else is on the Makil sheet? The Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ramban, Rashba, Mishpim Yesh Omrim, and they say Tarina Tam versus an unnamed Yesh Omrim, and the Rashbam in Daf Mem Aleph and Aleph. So there's Bam Mem Alpha and Alpha in Cheskas Abatim, and he says, like the Bavamal, the Hordi and the Kshuri, it's saying, get the Tainga. Why was he Machzik? How did he get permission to do this? The Rashbam clearly says that this, that Hordi and Kshuri is just like Cheskas Abatim, and likewise, Tosas and Chaf Gimel and Aleph, And the second perek says that not a case of a guy who wants to say he owns the land. It's just a guy who says that, no, I claim that I got permission to have certain usage of the land. And that's just like Kordian Kshuri, that Mo'elis Chazaka, etc. So the Tosfos, and Dabkov Gimel Amad Aleph. Okay, so here we have a Machlokas. Now, let us just, okay, on the one hand, so far we know two factors. On the one hand, maybe Chazaka is reminiscent of Chesed Abatim, Chesed Tashmishim, that we brought it out for tests and spread out a few other places. On the other hand, maybe it belongs to the first parak, and it's Chesed Gashin Nasan. That's the question. Is it Chesed Abatim or Chesed Gashin Nasan?
Even though Ben Talmud says that the word Chazaka over here does mean Chesed Tashmishim, I'm not disagreeing about that. It says, Abstrel Shem Yom Lo Habe Chazaka, Bahabe Bechaz Gashin Nasan.
Correct. It's not a chazaka shenosan. It's a cheska shenosan. Mikame ilach the cheska shenosan. Right. If mikame ilach the cheska shenosan, then actual shiyom lo havi chazaka shenosan. Right. You have to draw the parallel. He means not chazaka shenosan. So this is not chazaka, but later is chazaka shenosan. This is not chazaka shenosan. It's all about chazaka shenosan for a minute. It's not a chazaka shenasan. When you don't have a chazaka shenasan, you're back to the default of the mission, which is chazaka shalonasan. Meaning, it's not a chazaka shenasan less than 30 days. Maybe you're in neutral? No, because look in the mission. Once you're in a chazaka shenasan, you're a chazaka shalonasan. That's what he's saying. There's no chazaka shenasan in 29 days. And once there, and why do you need a second step? Once there's no chazaka shenasan in 29 days, you're not neutral, 50-50, most of the world. No, go back to Mishnah Ham and Aleph, and if you don't have any other evidence, you're Becheska Shalom Asan. I really think it's the only read. Tell us, but you can think about it and come back to me. Okay, let's just read the Hordi Ukshuri for a second, and just try to get into the Pashup Shat and Hordi Ukshuri, and we'll see specifically Hordi Ukshuri. There's another reason why the Rishonim would interpret it one way, not the other, and I can get the most longest part of the Sugya today. That's okay, we'll leave something for next time. But the Chaim's going to ask me, what are the most longish parts? The most longish part is number four. What's going on in Hordi Ukshuri? Again, let's just remember the Shitas. One Shita is Rav Nachman, you know, Lefi Lishna Kama, like Lefi Lishna Kama, he says, Shuri, Moshe, correct me if I'm getting this backwards, does give you the right to Hordi, but Hordi does not give you the right to Shuri, right? Then there is Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman in the Lishna Basra. He says, nope, Shuri gives you the right to Hordi, and Hordi does not give you the right to Shuri. And then there is the Lishna Basra, but I mean the Ikka da Amri, according to the Rif's Gersa, the Rif has a funny Gersa in the Ikka da Amri. I'm not going to say any lumps on it, just important to know that he has a totally different version of the Gemara Halacha Maisa. Ikka da Amri Rav Nachman, afi lo achzik l'kshuri, lo achzik lehordi. Rav Nachman in the Lishna Basra, l'fi Gersa's Rif. Says Shuri is not for Hordi, and Hordi also does not give you Chazaka for Shuri. Okay, we're not going to apply the Rif, although I can understand the Rif in two different ways. After all, if I have a Chazaka for something bigger, why can't I put something smaller? It could be he means, which is what the Ran brings up. No. It means 10 Hordi instead of 5 Shuri, and he just thinks 10 small ones might be worse for some people than 5 big ones. Or to be, no, he's just very, very macro. He says, even if I have 5 big ones, I can't switch them to 5 small ones, because Chazak is only this specific thing, and even though it seems like he's a stone, your Chazak is only more than this. Okay, might be more inclined to take the first shot. Okay, all the Rishonim have the following problem. The problem is that it doesn't make sense that we pass like Lishna Basra, right? I'm pretty sure we pass again, Hordi, Shuri, Shuri, Hordi. So we pass them like the Lishna Basra, right? What does the Mishpat say? It says that Yeah, even if it was a katana and you want to switch it for a big one, you can, right? So it does. All the Rishonim ask a kasha. They say it doesn't make any sense, and it's against the Gemara and Habayis V'Aliyah. In Rav Metzia, Daf, maybe it was Zion or something, right? What does the Gemara say in Rav Metzia? If you own a house and I own the Aliyah, you own the first floor, I own the second floor, right? In America, when we grew up, that was not a common thing, but in Eretz Yisrael, very common. A lot of two-story buildings in Yerushalayim where one guy owns the first floor and the other guy owns the second floor. So what does the Gemara say? He can't, the second floor guy cannot switch his building materials for heavier ones. Because that would put more of a load on the first guy, and he has no right to put more of a load on the first guy. He's only mosad for the weight that he has now. He can't add more weight. That is a Mefurish Gemara in Bava Metzia. In Bava Metzia, Daf. I didn't say which. Okay, someone in here has to say which stuff.
Kufyud Zayin Amud Bet.
Kufyud Zayin Amud Bet. Thank you. Kufyud Zayin Amud Bet. And also the Svara. Like, if I am a Chazaka for a smaller, for a lighter beam, why should I have the right to put heavier beams that damages your house more? So here's the problem. The problem is, it's not a problem of the risk, but an argersa. Nira, me bottom metzia daf kof yud zayin amud bet. So what it's saying, bottom metzia kof yud zayin amud bet, it says you're not allowed to switch the top guy. He's not allowed to switch his beams on the bottom guy and make it heavier than it used to be, because the heavier it is, the more damages the bottom guy.
Can't you though hold, maybe my focus over here is talking about what, even just like pinion will follow it or not, whether you give a right for someone to use it, you give a full Shimush, right? Any Shimush you have, or just the specific
Shimush? No, but that's going in the wrong direction. If even when he owns half of it, he doesn't have the right to make it heavier, Kol Shekein, if
no,
he
always...
Okay. Okay, so hold that thought. Right, what does it say? See, the Shanas Begazah, Shomalo Begvilin, Shomalo Begfisin, Shomalo Begvinim, Shomalo Barazin, Shomalo Beshikva, Shomalo. Okay, which basically it means you can't go heavier. Right? Is that the Baal Aliyah can't switch to a heavier material? So that is the question. What's shot in? Now, the answer is, according to the riff, it's no problem. According to the riff, no one ever had a half mineral left back. No way. Right? So what are the answers? So, number one. No, the truth is, even for the riff, it's not a good answer. Why? Because he admits that Rav Yosef held that. So you stole the question, not Rav Nachman. If the Riff admits Rav Yosef held Shuri Hordi Hordi Shuri. So it's still the same question. Yeah, Rav Yosef question, Rav Nachman, still the question. How can anyone hold that, right? All Amar Rav have to be smart enough to know better than that. So one answer, what did the Yad Ramah say in his, the second answer, he keeps going back and forth, said the Yad Ramah, this is an incentive to say the other Shad Hordi Shuri. If Hordi Shuri, that Keskas Tashnishen, then it makes no sense. Why, just because I have a chazaka for light beams, can I put heavy beams? I can't have a chazaka to put more of a load on your wall than I already have. It's not just aesthetic. It's not as pressure on your wall. But he says, that's not what's going on here. What's going on here is b'chezka shenosan. If it's b'chezka shenosan and the chazaka that I paid for half the wall and I own half the wall, then of course I could switch light beams for heavy beams. So if I own half the wall, I can put whatever I want. Okay, one could ask, if two people each own half the wall, what are they allowed to put there? Well, the common sense is they can put any normally accepted beams into the wall, whether heavy, maybe they can't put extraordinary unusual things, but if we each own half the wall, we should be able to put any normal building materials on the wall. So that's why the Yad Ramah answers the Yad Ramah. He says, that's why, and maybe there's also why Rebbeinu Tam says, right? We don't know why Rebbeinu Tam said, because we only know why Rebbeinu Tam said about Shuri being fell off. It says a fit in with the parrot. We don't know if Hordi and Shuri also fit in the parrot, or no, Hordi and Shuri is no point fitting in the parrot. That will not be a chakti, don't fit the parrot. Hordi and Shuri is for the Yad Ramah's reason. So maybe this is also the Ulai Zeh Gamkein Svaras Rebbeinu Tam. according to those who are maybe found that way, but we did. He says, no, really, you're right. Als cheskas tashmishim, there's no havamin, and no amora would say, like, mamash, the only amora would say that, or the Rosh Yeshiva of Sol. No amora would say, if I have a chazaka to put 20 kilogram beans in your wall, I can put 50 kilogram beans in your wall. No, that doesn't make any sense. But what's the machlokes? Here's the machlokes, here's more fundamental. He says, no, it's really continuation of our Mishnah. And what's the machlokes in the Lishnah Kama and the Lishnah Basra? Rav Nachman in the Lishnah Kama says that Mardi Ukshuri is only Kaskas Kashmishin. That if I have beans, that's only chazaka that you let me use the kotel. If the chazaka, you let me use the kotel for my beans. I can always switch them to lighter beans. I can't stand for heavier beans. And Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman, the Lishna Basra, they say no. Hordi Ukshuri is Kaskas Shenosan, meaning Gufa. This two ways of reading it are actually the machlokes that were right. Rav Nachman says, if I have my beams in your wall, that only proves that you gave me permission to put the beams there. Therefore, I can switch them for lighter beams, but not heavier beams. While Rav Yosef says, no, if I put the beams in the wall, that's chetzka shenasan. That's proof that I actually paid you for half of the wall. And once the proof I paid you for half of the wall, of course I can switch it for heavier beams. It's my wall, not your wall. But why did the Abba Masein and Meir Beinu Tam? Again, it's not supposed to say, well, you want it to fit into our perek. What do you mean? It's clearly parallel to Shafi and Nafi. It's the same exact structure, right? After this, not after that. And same Rav Yosef, same Rav Nachman, same Yudin Avi, same there's a Rif, same there's everyone else. If Nafi and Shafi are really belonging to the third parak or a tangent, okay, you might say, well, tangents are off Hordi and Shuri. Maybe you could have said Hordi and Shuri as a tangent. So why did they say Hordi and Shuri Shafi and Shasenu? To answer the question of all the Rishonim from Dach Kofi Tzayin. Basic fairness and common sense. If I'm chosav like Shehordi, how could I have the right of Shuri? The answer is the list of Basra hold is not about chazakas of rights. It's about the fact that I paid just as much money for the kotel as you did. And by proof that I paid just as much money for the kotel as you did, of course I can put any kind of beams there.
The machloket Maraim is about which plane the Shaila even?
No! The Shaila is. It definitely proves something if I have beams in your wall. It proves something on this plane or on that plane. That's what looks like. There we go. Not in the Shkab says, it proves something on the plane of the third pair. And Rav Yosef says, no, it proves something on the plane of the third pair.
And how would you answer the Rav Yosef from the water dripping based on governments here? Meaning Rav Yosef from the water dripping says you can upgrade the
This is the first thing you You'd say, Rav Yosef's point of the water dripping was a technical locus. He thinks it's not actually worse. Just keep in mind, it rains the same either way. Yeah, if you have the rain, right? I'm not adding more water, right? It's like a rain more because I changed my roof. You know, I'm just changing the exact way in which it falls. And maybe my clothes there's more technical, though the Chicago holds that, oh, it's much worse for it to fall in a slightly different way. Or Joseph says, that's insignificant. You know, rain is rain, and whether it falls this way or that way is really midas stone to be mocked on. Okay, that is one possible answer. There are, of course, a lot of answers, which we are, I guess, a little running out of time for. In 2 minutes, I will squeeze in. Some more shots in, but it'll probably take me more than 2 minutes to squeeze the shot in, even though this is the most longest shot. But maybe we will just pick up with this next time. I see we still have a lot more to do. I don't think most people are finished this Makor sheet because, you know, it was a lot. Chaim, if he was sitting here, would say, what are we up to? What did we cover? What didn't we cover? I would say we covered 1 and 2. In 3, we basically only cover the first line of 3 and the last paragraph of 3. But even that we didn't really, because Haim Sugyan Osekes Bekotel Shenafel Becheskash Mishim, which is this question I asked on the board,
really, then you have to go back and explain how each of these works according to each of them, which is what we're in the middle of.
Meaning, if you hold this chesed tashmishin, then how does work? Should it work? What is the machlokas there? And sure, the halacha, how does that fit in? So maybe we'll pick up the rest of the course. Maybe I'll add one or two, but I won't add a lot. Amir Tzashem next time, try to understand wording shuri, and then try to understand shuri and halalta. We will not really be ma'ayin in the master bias of Vera Bibura Gnola, which seems to me to be just machlokas of pure umdanas, but if you have a better idea, come over and tell me. And then we will spend most of our time being ma'ayin in the etzem sugya here, which is cheskes tashmishim is someplace in our sugya. Whether it's four things in our sugya, three things, two things, or one thing, it's someplace in our sugya. How, what is the relationship between cheskes tashmishim and cheskes abatim? Because if you know anything about cheskes abatim, you know that it needs 3 years. Every kindergartner knows that. And hopefully anyone who has been through Shana Aleph and Bet knows that chazaka she'ini mataina ina chazaka, that unlike some people think, or maybe it's still true in Ottoman law that applies, you know, in this country, that if you live in place for 3 years, you automatically get it. That's not what Chesed Abatim means. You need to actually claim that you bought it. Otherwise, they kick you out. So when it comes to Chesed Tashmishim, not I own your property, but I just use your property. Do I need 3 years? Do I need 30 days? Do I need 1 minute? How long does it take? And do I need to claim that I bought it from you? Or can I just say, oh, once I did it, I can keep doing it? Okay, that has a lot of lumpiness in itself. And we'll discuss that at length with Ion Amir Tzashem next time. What? Yes, and we're going to, I have to announce the transition date. Okay, okay, I realize.
No, I'm not saying it, just.
Yes. Yes. We're what? There will be. yes. No, I mean, I have to determine it. That's what I meant, sorry. Anyway, Kitzer. What was I going to say? Yeah. How much further will... Okay, I definitely have to consult my colleagues. But I, if I had my druthers, does Rosenberg still say that?
He said all the time, if I had my druthers.
Anyway, if I had...